Bushu nindinawe magani duk. Beshigo benesi akwe indigo mang indu dame. Ga osi squa jime kagin dun jaba. Ga misqua wako kagin da. Elaine Fleming nindishina kaz. Bonjour, hello my relatives. I listen to people teaching the language on the internet and they say the kind of greeting I gave is like a traditional type of greeting. Anyway, I greeted my relatives and then I give you my spirit name. Beshigo Benesia Kwe. And that's the name that the universe knows me by. I'm an enrolled member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. And I am also, I live in Cass Lake, Minnesota, but Ga Miskwa Wa Kokag, that doesn't mean Cass Lake, Minnesota. That has to do with the place of red trees. So, and my colonized name is Elaine Fleming, and that's important to explain myself. You know, as I've come to learn who I am as an Ojibwe woman of the Leech Lake Nation. And so I want to welcome you to History of Leech Lake. And I want to also say that I always talk about this, about how in the 1970s in the school systems and the higher education systems, when we began developing Native American studies programs, in teaching our own classes, and we had the largest numbers of people going into colleges and coming out lawyers and writers, and then there were some like me, quite a few of us who just were in college for a long time because we were first generation college students and we didn't understand how you get through school in 4 years, how important that is. But anyway, during those years, what we began to teach was that we are not ethnic minorities. Indigenous peoples have their own history, their own relationship with the federal government, and that was as a nation. They dealt with us on a nation-to-nation basis, and we, in turn, we dealt with them on a nation-to-nation basis. So the four elements of a nation are language and culture. And so it's very important for me to begin the programs with using our language. It's very important too that we to learn our language, to pick those things that are pick those things back up, because they are part of being a nation, recognized as a nation. The other one is that a nation has its own history, history of Leech Lake, and then a nation has its own land base. And the one that we talk about in this case is the one that was established by that Treaty of 1855. And that land base is so important to us. It has those maple sugar trees on it. It has all the berries on it. It has all the lakes and swamps and the trees and the Manoman. So the other element of a nation then is its own governance. And we do. We have a 1934 Indian Reorganization Act government, the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, the RTC. And we're organized under the MCT, the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Incorporated, which took place in 1934. So in the past shows, I have been talking about historical trauma. Because our nation, our peoples, were rocked, just totally, almost devastated by historical trauma, the way that the federal government treated us and the peoples of the United States. And because of that trauma, we experienced genocide. And that's when that's a policy of killing a people and destroying their culture and of an entire people. And when you do that, you have historical losses, the loss of land, the loss of culture and language. And so you go out there today and here we are learning our language, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, nowadays you go down the street and everybody greets each other, bonjour, anin, they'll say. And the little children too, they say those things, and they're learning those words, and they're learning about themselves as Ojibwe people. But the other thing that we lost, that great historical loss, was loss of people. The millions and millions of our peoples who were killed from the time of when they first came here, the Europeans, until 1890, when we ended up with about 250,000 indigenous peoples within the contiguous boundaries of the United States. So historical trauma, you have loss of people, loss of land, and loss of culture. And those lead to historical loss symptoms: depression, anger, suicide, dysfunctional parenting, alcohol and drug abuse, unemployment, and diabetes are examples of these loss symptoms. And so, you know, we're recovering. We're on a really good path now, this Red Cedar Road that we're following, and we're picking up those things that we dropped along the way, like learning our history, learning our culture. We're governing and our land base within the boundaries of the Leech Lake Reservation, and developing our own laws, our own court systems. This is a good time. But we never forget about what our ancestors went through, what they suffered. And so I want to continue talking about this giant cannibal that we talked, that we called Wendigo. And I use that as a metaphor for this colonization that was placed on our people, and what those horrible things that happened to us. I had talked about the trauma of 1850 with the Sandy Lake trauma, when we lost so many of our people. It was 400 people out of 5,500 people who weren't given their annuities, and who died that December. And we don't know from the northern part of Minnesota how many people died. The numbers of people from Leech Lake, because those numbers weren't kept track of. Just those 400 deaths actually are from Wisconsin and the Michigan areas. And so that was one of the traumas that the Ojibwe experienced in 1850 at Sandy Lake. They told us to gather there, and then they didn't give us our annuities. And we died by great, huge numbers there and on the way home. But we would experience many, many more traumas, because that's the way of the Wendigo. This story, I've told it before, I think 3 years ago when I first began this show, I told this story about Wendigo and how he came to the Ojibwe people, and how he was killing our people. And I just it's okay to tell these stories more than once, because they're very powerful to me, and they mean a lot. And when I share them, I never mean to offend anybody. But you know, when you teach history, I think it's very important to include the culture in the teaching. And so we always include the language, and we always include our stories too, because within those stories are the values and the ways that the people felt about their lives in those days. And so when we experience these horrible, horrible traumas of the past, and we were being killed like by the diseases, millions of our people being killed with within like a 4 year period, with a pandemic from 1520 to 1524. Excuse me, I make mistakes. Anyway, it's just that when you experience trauma like that, and you know, it goes into your storytelling, it goes into your bodies, it goes into your, it affects your wellness, your emotional wellness, your spiritual wellness, your physical and your intellectual wellness, and then the wellness of a whole people. And so we have these stories about Wendigo, this giant cannibal who kills us and with one step can move from Florida right into Minnesota with one step. So this is what I'm talking about right now, Wendigo and colonization. Miigwech bisandawi yeg, and I'll continue with this story in the next show. Miigwech mi'iu.